T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour for us. Thanks so much for being with us. No Randy Mack this week if you're just joining us. He's on vacation. JR from the CBS Sports Network has been filling in all week. He'll be with us tomorrow and Friday as well. Also with us tomorrow will be Falcons head coach Arthur Smith at some point during the show. That'll be fun.
I can ask for a job.
Yeah, you can.
I can hit people.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll take a check to hit people.
See what he says. I mean, they need some depth in the secondary.
That's about all, probably the only place I could help.
We can ask him all kinds of different things about his expectations for his team. In his first year as a head coach, it's got to be a hell of a thing. I mean, I know he's been a part of a million different training camps as a coordinator and a position coach and quality control coach and all that stuff. But you're the guy. Like, you're in charge of the whole Uno Nuno, as Randy calls him. It's a different deal. I mean, the whole thing is up to you, and there's a lot of question marks. He's here because of all of the unanswered questions that the last regime left them with. So it all starts tomorrow with training camp, and we'll get a chance to talk to the head man in charge at some point. We don't know exactly when, but at some point during the show tomorrow. Steve Weisch is going to join us as well tomorrow from Falcons.com, talk some Falcons football with him and some NFL football with him in general, because there's a lot of stories around the league as training camps are opening up with people that aren't showing up, people that are showing up, people that want new contracts, people that are showing up that we didn't think were going to show up in a number of different places, which we'll get to in just a minute. But we'll look forward to those conversations tomorrow. Scott Baer from Falcons.com, the Atlanta Falcons digital managing editor, going to join the show 20 minutes from right now. Talk some training camp with him. Our first chance to speak with him, as he's one of the new members of the Falcons digital team. We'll get to an AMA in 40 minutes. Send us your questions. The phone lines will be open at 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is open now. You can text us, same number, or tweet us at TBM929, at Wendy Radio, at Brian_Gebhardt, or at JR Sports Brief. You can tweet AMA questions at JR as well. Before we do any of that, though, let's tell folks what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Katie Ledecky, four lengths of the pool to put away the first ever women's 1500 in the Olympics. Erica Sullivan, her teammate, is battling Sarah Kohler, separated by 2/100ths for silver and bronze right now. The greatest female swimmer of all time, Katie Ledecky, to the wall. Who will win gold? And here comes 20-year-old Erica Sullivan to pick up the silver.
So there you have it from last night, courtesy of NBC. Katie Ledecky wins her first gold at these Olympics and continues to add to her insane resume of Olympic gold medals and championships and everything she's accomplished in that sport. It's also nice to have, you know, a performance-based story to talk about at the Olympics.
How about that?
And not have to, you know, overreact to or underreact to or what's been happening over the last 24 hours with a different story, which we've spent plenty of time talking about today. Congratulations to Katie Ledecky on another gold medal. She dominated that event, as she often does. And that's the thing is, you know, it's one of those weird things as sports fans where we sort of parachute in every 4 years.
Yeah.
To sports that we don't normally.
When is the last time you said Katie Ledecky's name?
5 years ago, probably.
There you go.
Yeah. And I know she finished second in an event earlier in the Olympics and then fifth the other night in the 200. But that was expected. Like that's sort of what that's what's been going on with her in those events. The woman from Australia, Titmus, who's been very good. She won those events. Ledecky is the favorite in what she won last night and in a couple of other events as well. But, you know, we sort of jump into these things and it's like, oh, Ledecky didn't win. It's a failure. No, that was expected.
To be expected.
It was expected. And she won last night and she dominated. So congratulations to her.
Certainly. But we want to see USA, Team USA, we want to see him win everything.
We do.
We want to see him dominate, smack everybody around.
Hey, the men's basketball team beat Iran.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
I mean, they should. This is what they're supposed to
Golf
do.
Golf clap.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, they've been losing a lot lately. They won.
They have.
They beat Iran.
You know, I was predicting a score of 100 to
12.
To 12. I think I was off just by a little bit. What was the final score?
They beat them by a lot. They beat them by a lot of points.
A lot to a little?
Yeah, by a lot. Argentina tied in men's soccer today. Why is that what's trending? Well, it's because that means Barco gets to come back and join Atlanta United. We don't know when that'll be, but Argentina is out of the Olympics, so Barco will be able to return to the team. They need him. They need a lot. But Barco hopefully will help.
After you're eliminated, aren't you supposed to bounce out of like Japan, period, in 2 days? They want you out.
You've got 48 hours to leave.
And if you decide to,
But then I'm sure there's some sort of like COVID protocol to re-enter the team that you return to.
Going to be two weeks.
So Barco won't play tomorrow. Or sorry, Friday. He won't play Friday against Orlando. Maybe the next game after that?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with something positive to say about Atlanta United. They play Orlando on Friday. That used to be a rivalry. Remember that? Maybe it still is.
Kanye watched the other day live in person.
Yeah.
He watched.
He didn't bring him luck, unfortunately.
You think he's bad luck?
Is he bad luck?
No. No, he can't be.
No, I think Atlanta sports right now, Atlanta United specifically, are their own version of bad luck.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Well, he does have some Kardashian on him. That's true. And
what does that mean?
You know how the Kardashians bring on the bad juju with the NBA players? The Suns were going to win the championship if it wasn't for...
Is it Kendall?
I don't know.
Kylie?
One of them. Kendall. If it wasn't for Kendall Jenner.
Kylie, Kendall, they're sisters.
There's a track record of...
Kardashian screwing things up?
Losses in professional sports in relation to Kardashian relationships.
Somebody find Chris Humphries.
What's Chris Humphries up to these days? Exactly. That's
a
great
Minnesota
point.
Is it Minnesota fishing, maybe?
That's where it all started. Yeah, Austin Riley was excellent last night. Let's listen to it.
Tonight. And the tone of the game was set after Adrianza got hit with a two-strike pitch to start. And there's a first pitch bullet belt into left field. Wow, into the second deck. Grand slam.
Yeah, Austin Riley was 2 for 5 last night. The other one, besides that hit, was also a home run. He had 6 RBIs. He's batting .288 on the season with a .369 on-base percentage, and he's slugging over .500.
Love it.
Austin Riley, and you could have said this already, but we're 100 games into the season. Austin Riley is a bona fide part of the Atlanta Braves' future. And a guy, and you've said this a couple times today, and I don't disagree, at 24, who's doing this now, is a guy who's going to be an all-star at some point in the future.
Yeah, you never know. A lot of times you have these big rookies when they come up and they make these big splashes. Think about his home run stretch a couple of years ago. Think about Randy Arozarena with Tampa, and now his numbers look rather pedestrian. Sometimes you get figured out after your big appearance. Sometimes you bounce back. Sometimes you don't. It looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and it also takes a different amount of time for different guys. I think we've been so spoiled with the Braves and some of these prospects, especially offensively, just expecting, okay, Ronald Acuna comes up and he's immediately one of the 5 best players in baseball. Okay, Ozzy Albies comes up and he's immediately an all-star. It doesn't happen that quickly for everybody. A lot of times you come up, like you said, and you're very good and you're able to take advantage of what they're giving you, and then they adjust to you. And then you struggle for a while, and then you adjust to that, and then they adjust to you, and then you get to the point where you're able to make those adjustments, and that ebb and flow is a lot quicker than it was early, where it's, okay, 15 home runs in 40 games,
and then
zero home runs in 60 games, and then you're back, and the peaks and the valleys aren't quite as extreme. He's a guy who's been very consistent since getting off to a little bit of a slow start back in April, but at least he's answered a question.
He has.
You know what the future is at that position. You don't have to worry about trading him or addressing that need. That doesn't necessarily mean you can't do anything before Friday. because with the win last night over the Mets, you're back to four games behind them. You're back to one game under 500. So win tonight.
It's like a seesaw.
And then you're back at 500 for the seventh time this year.
Will they ever get over?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I hope so, but I honestly don't know. But then maybe you make a move before Friday and try to address an outfield spot, maybe something in the bullpen. We heard pretty clearly last night from some folks that know these things about the Braves, that Dave O'Brien and others, that they're not selling off big pieces.
Good.
Charlie Morton's not going anywhere. Buster Olney and others around the national baseball scene talking over the last 24 hours about how the Braves are still looking to add something.
Good.
A rumor today that they reached out to the Marlins about Adam Duvall.
They said no.
But they said no. But they're asking, you know?
I just want to see the youth, the young guys continue to pitch the rest of the season. And as we move into next year, regardless of how this year ends, I want to see the band be kept together.
Apparently, the Athletics are nearing a deal to acquire Starling Marte, also from the Marlins. That's the guy I had my eye on. And I know that was a little bit, probably a little optimistic and maybe a little rich for what the Braves were going to be willing to part with.
That would have been some pop for us.
He's a good player, man. Starling Marte is such a good player. But maybe it'll be Adam Duvall. Maybe it'll be... I know Trey Turner left the Nationals game last night
COVID.
In the middle, and everyone decided it was because he was getting traded or he was hurt. Now, yeah, it's COVID. Door three, unfortunately. The worst door of all. But maybe the Braves will do something by Friday. Here is Mike Davis. He showed up for training camp yesterday. It starts tomorrow for the Falcons, talking about playing for his hometown team.
Feels a lot different. That drive, oof, only, you know, I don't have to really pack. That's all I have is my backpack. So, you know. Home is nothing but, you know, 30 to 50 minutes from here. So, yeah, it feels a lot different.
Yeah, I mean, Flowery Branch is pretty far. I don't know where he lives. He grew up over by Stone Mountain, right? Went to high school over that way. So it could be an hour to get up to Flowery Branch some days. Could be 30 minutes,
could
depending
be.
On traffic.
Time of day.
But it's fun to be able to sleep in your own bed and go to training camp and play for your hometown team and all that sort
nothing
of stuff.
Nothing like it.
It also would be really fun if Mike Davis can be... you know, like a bona fide number one running back for this offense.
What
this
does
season.
That mean, a bona fide number one R? What does that mean?
I think I got three things that I would like from Mike Davis in order to call him that.
1,000, 1,100?
200 carries plus. Play in 15-plus games.
Okay.
Don't miss a lot of time.
1,100?
And catch the ball out of the backfield consistently.
You're not, no numbers?
I got no numbers as far as production goes.
800, 900?
Give me 200 carries plus an average 4 yards a carry. Or more.
Okay.
And then you're going to be right around 1,000.
Okay.
You're going to be right around 1,000. That's okay. I mean, you know, that's not asking too much. He had 165 last year carries-wise, but he wore down towards the end of the year.
Yeah, not his. Well,
but this year he's coming in knowing he's going to be the starter. I don't know if you train differently. I don't know. I'm trying to talk myself into it.
We talked about how big his thighs were.
They are big. Yeah.
Big thighs equal production?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah, big thighs equal production.
If so, then Mike Davis is going to have a really good season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson is at Houston Texans training camp, surprisingly. He's got no restrictions on his ability to be a part of training camp. And I read a tweet earlier today that said he's wearing number 23 and participating in defensive drills on the scout team. They had him back there in the secondary as a part of this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scout team, Deshaun Watson.
Do the Texans?
What the hell is going on in Houston?
Do the Texans belong in the NFL? should we should send them? Does Mexico have like professional football?
If there was a relegation system,
yeah, the Texans,
it really would be wonderful.
The Texans would be in like Division III right now.
They had such a great line in the first season of Ted Lasso, where they talked about American sports, and they were like, yeah, you know, and what happens to the terrible teams at the end of the year? Well, they just kind of phone it in, going through the motions in front of half-empty stadiums and looking forward to next year. And then the guy was like, and everyone's okay with that? Yeah, they were kind of all on the same page as far as it goes.
The Texans are the bottom of the barrel. I think they have replaced, like, the Lions as a laughingstock. For right now.
For now.
Yeah.
Like, every year or two, there's a team that's just so bad. The Browns obviously were that team for a good long time. They're not that team right now.
They've ascended.
Yeah, so are you on the page of the Texans being the biggest joke in the NFL currently?
Yeah, they're the biggest joke. We can all laugh and maybe get sick on Thanksgiving with the Lions, but no. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Texans are bottom of the barrel. They don't even deserve to be in the NFL.
Some other news. Max Scherzer says he's not interested in becoming a member of the Mets, which is great. If Max Scherzer ends up getting traded before Friday, makes it sound like he's much more likely to be shipped out west, either to the Dodgers or the Padres. I'm pulling for the Dodgers if it's between the two of those.
Oh, I'm pulling for the Padres.
Did I say Dodgers? I meant Padres.
Yeah, Padres.
My bad. Yeah, Padres too. I don't know why I said that. Brain fart. Also, rumor that Chris Dunn could potentially be traded before the draft tomorrow night. I know he opted into his $5 million contract yesterday, not shockingly. Chris Kirschner from The Athletic very immediately jumped on Twitter and said, don't be surprised if you hear his name involved in a trade before Thursday night.
We could trade him to the Euro League. He doesn't care as long as the $5 million comes in.
Another sort of relegation situation there with Chris Dunn. We need your AMA questions. Any question, any topic, social media, at TBM929, at Wendy Radio, at Brian_Gebhardt, at JR Sports Brief. You can text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can call us in about half an hour. We'll answer the phone and answer your questions. Scott Baer going to join us next. AtlantaFalcons.com. He's the Falcons digital managing editor. We'll talk some training camp with Scott Baer coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get your questions in. Tweet us, text us, call us up in 20 minutes from now, and we will answer anything you got. No Randy Mack this week. JR filling in for him. And joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, from AtlantaFalcons.com, the Falcons digital managing editor, Scott Baer. Scott, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I mean, it definitely doesn't suck. I'm standing here on the Falcons practice field. It's freshly chalked. The tackling dummies are out. This place is ready for some football.
They're ready. Everything gets underway tomorrow. I know we've seen guys showing up today and yesterday and getting ready for camp, but you're there. You're actually on the ground in Flowery Branch. What's the vibe like up there? What's the feeling like with training camp getting ready to start tomorrow?
I mean, people are pumped out here, and I think it's because there's a real sense of renewed hope and energy because, you know, new head coach, a new GM, and after everything that's happened this offseason, you know, this group is moving forward and focused on football, and they got Kyle Pitts, and they have, you know, a bunch of new, and they also have that stabilizing force under center in quarterback Matt Ryan. So I think that there is a lot of excitement. I think they're ready to get in here because over the course of the offseason program, it was so much install, right, that now it's time to execute. And I think that they're at that point, and they're ready to show these coaches that they can apply what they've learned.
Hey, Scott, JR here, man. We know the usual names that you just mentioned, your Matt Ryans. We know about the Gradys. With your position as digital manager, I mean, who's a personality that stands out to you? Who's someone that the team isn't as familiar with or the fans aren't as familiar with that we're going to learn about?
Yeah, I really think it comes it's going to start within that backfield. You know, Hawkins and then also Caleb Huntley are two guys that you're going to see a lot over the course of camp, guys who are going to get a lot of opportunities over the course of the summer to earn carries in the fall. Because if you look at that running back depth chart, I mean, let's be honest, it's not super deep right now, right? And Mike Davis is not going to have some type of Derrick Henry type of workload where he's going to carry the ball 270 times or whatever the case is, that they need to find some depth there. And I think that you can look at those two young guys, those two undrafted guys, and say, hey, let's keep an eye on those guys after the pads get on, because we all know before the pads get on, we can't really evaluate that through a running game. I think those guys are definitely guys to look forward to. And I know that everybody's heard of a second round draft pick, right? Grant isn't going to surprise anybody, but I'm dying to see how he looks, because yeah. I love his college tape, his versatility, all that stuff. I'm going to have a keen eye on all three of those guys come tomorrow at 9:30.
I think that when we talk about new faces, obviously Kyle Pitts is going to get a lot of focus, rightfully so. Some of the free agents, potentially new coaching staff, obviously. Richie Grant needs to be a big part of that conversation as well. Maybe take Kyle Pitts out of it. Of all of the new faces, and you can include coaches if you want, what would you say would have been the biggest addition in this offseason?
Well, since you included coaches, I'm just going to take my out right there and say Dean Pease, right? Like, the guy commands respect, and he doesn't have to flash his Super Bowl rings to get it. And while coaches will always say players execute, right, and a great play call can fall apart with one guy in the wrong spot, I think his scheme will help accentuate this team's defensive strengths. But if I'm not going to take the easy out there, when it comes to this draft class, and I'm going to kind of go off the deep end here, right? I think that we expect some competition from this draft class along the offensive line, right? That's going to be a given, that they're going to push some of these older guys here. But somebody that I'm really interested to see could have his biggest impact on special teams. Avery Williams is a guy, if you look at his return stats back in college, I think he had four return touchdowns last year alone. He's got eight or nine over the course of his time with the Boise State Broncos. Between him and Patterson, this could be a really dynamic special teams unit. And I would definitely keep an eye on that guy too. Now, is he going to start right away? No. But that is a key contributor. If you can get a good return from bringing back punts, from bringing back kicks, it changes the battle for field position. It makes things easier to score, and I think those things are going to be key.
No training camp last year. I love to hear the fact that you're actually on a field right now. I think that's a beautiful thing. Who's going to make that biggest jump? Who needs to make that biggest jump from last year to this year, especially with the young guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's – okay, well, I can answer that in two parts. First of all, the young guys, well, both guys, let's stay ready, back up, rewind. Both guys are on the defensive line. Number one is Marlon Davidson, right? He was hurt. He was on the COVID list. This is a guy with tons of talent. Who hasn't seen him in the amateur ranks dominate up front? They need a guy that they can pair alongside Mr. Jarrett and really create some havoc on the interior. The fastest way to the quarterback is a straight line right through the middle. So if you can get Davidson a productive part of that interior pass rush, I think that is a huge thing. And if we're sticking with this, kind of D-line theme here, I think you could look at Dante Fowler. We know what this guy can do, right? We've seen him with the Rams absolutely tear offensive tackles apart. We need him – I'm sorry, the Falcons need him to get back to that 11-sack 15 quarterback hit range. He needs to be a force off the outside, despite the fact he's going to see a lot of double teams and chips from running backs and tight ends that won't let him go. He has to battle through those things. He and Dean Pease have to come up with a script that plays to his strengths, because as we all know, right, the stats don't lie. The Falcons pass defense wasn't good enough last year, dead last. I'm of the belief that defensive backs can only cover for so long, right? And I'm not trying to excuse the guys back there, but you have to generate heat up front. It has to come from the edge. It has to come from the interior, and they need better from the guys who were here last year.
Scott Baer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy from AtlantaFalcons.com, the Falcons digital marketing editor. You can follow Scott on Twitter at Scott Baer NFL. speaking of the D line and just sort of on that thought process and the offensive line, the trenches in general, which of those two units do you expect to be up to speed quickest? I mean, week one, which of the units between the offensive line and the defensive line do you have more trust in?
That is a great question that I'm talking slowly so I can ponder and come up with a good answer. That's one that I think we're going to have to keep a close eye on. I think when you look at, I think you would expect that from the defensive line just because you have Grady Jarrett there, right? You have one of the best interior linemen in the entire NFL. The offensive line, especially when you have a center who's relatively new, that always takes some time to get the communication right. You have a new guy at left guard, Chris Lindstrom. I love that guy.
Yeah. I do too. I think we lost Scott. He got so excited talking about Chris Lindstrom that the signal dropped. Oh,
okay.
Well, it was a difficult question, and maybe the people at Flowery Branch cut the signal.
You think they cut the signal?
I don't know. Probably not. Anyway, we do appreciate Scott for his time. Maybe we'll get him back on. We're pretty close to a break anyway, but it was nice to chat with Scott for the first time. He's another, you talk about new faces at Flowery Branch. He's the new digital marketing editor for the website, and so he's a new face as well.
I was going to ask him, being a digital manager, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. You got Draymond Green, who is complaining to the Warriors' own Instagram account. Why isn't there more Draymond content? Like, I wanted to ask him, like, who's the biggest personality? You know, do you get players that kind of go, hey, you know, can I get a little bit of an article here?
Yeah, you know what's funny is this probably would be a bad way of operating if you were a digital manager. But if that were me and someone came to me like that, I feel like I would be less inclined to write something about them or post something about them. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you guys have been skimping out on me on posts on Instagram. You
if
need to post
some
more.
If they came up to you polite.
I'd be like, oh, well, tough break.
What if you said, I got an after-school program I'm trying
Yeah, if it was a good thing like that, for sure.
Okay.
But if it's just, I need to be on Instagram more, I'd be like, no, you're going to be on Instagram less. That's what's going to happen now.
I understand.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
For whatever reason. He also had an interesting question. The article that he had written today, Scott Baer, on the Falcons website, AtlantaFalcons.com, and I could tweet out the link too if you want to check it out. 5 questions to answer during training camp. Question 5 was, how long until the Julio Jones trade truly fades away? Which I think is an interesting thing to ask, and I don't think is going to be possible in training camp. You might get less questions about it in training camp, but I feel like this is one of those things that really depends on how quickly this regime can win.
Yes.
The quicker you win, the quicker people will get over it.
Yes.
The longer it takes, the longer people are going to continue to bring it up.
I see it more related, even outside of the trade. I think it just boils down to Pitts and what he turns into. And we will not know that this year. We may not know that next year. We may not see this man at his peak for a couple of seasons. If he's absolutely amazing, then it all goes away. Because when you've had Julio for this long and you've seen the success in building a Hall of Fame career, I mean, this is what Kyle has been hyped up to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that has kind of tempered everybody with Julio being gone, the realization that everything is new, that you are moving on. But I think a lot of it hinges on Kyle and what his production is like.
Do you feel like that's a part of the expectation with him as well? Because it may be. That's a bit unfair, obviously,
correct,
for a rookie to come in and have any part of his success be looked at through the lens of, okay, Julio's not here anymore, so now this guy has to sort of be that offensive weapon that we have now. Like, he can have a really, really good season this season in his rookie season and still not be able to do certain things that Julio Jones can do.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean that he was unsuccessful. That means he was a rookie in the NFL.
Julio was the best all-around wideout in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an expectation for this dude to be able to, you know, tackle someone if there's an interception? Julio did everything. I think at the end of the day with Kyle, you know, people criticize Julio for not always hauling the ball in down in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, hey, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. Is that an expectation I have for him this year? No. But if he's going to be good and show the skill, I would expect that in year 2.
Yeah, and I do think a big part of it is something that you mentioned, is red zone production. If he's able to be a guy, look, even if there's growing pains, which there will be as a rookie in the NFL, if he's able to be a guy that's producing touchdowns for this offense at a high level early, that's going to go a long way towards people stopping making that comparison as well.
He has go-go gadget arms. Go get the touchdown.
He has the longest wingspan of any tight end drafted in the last 20 years. Did you know that? That's a hell of a damn thing.
I got long arms. I can.
You do have pretty good wingspan there.
Yeah, I do.
My wingspan, underwhelming. We're a short-armed people, the Bunkers. I've said it many times. Scott Bear from Falcons.com. We appreciate his time. Again, follow him on Twitter at ScottBearNFL. Hey, 92.9 The Game welcomes AEG Presents and Concerts West as they present the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North American Tour. The Stones are coming to Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, on November 11th. Be listening to the radio station all week for your chance to win tickets. We'll come back and get you an AMA. The phone lines are open at 404-741-0929. Dial us up. Ask us anything. You can tweet us and text us as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, phone lines, text us, tweet us. JR filling in for Randy this week, so JR specific questions are always fun as well. Right, JR?
Yeah, what is this, a setup?
It's a setup.
Sounds like a setup.
Brian and Wendy here as well, and we've got a couple of phone callers. So we'll start with Paris in Covington. Hello, Paris.
What's up, Andy? What's up, JR?
How are you?
What up?
What up? So this question, Wendy, you can chime in too. At what stage do you feel like when dating somebody is all right to, you know, handle your business and do number two at their house?
Oh, my goodness.
I did not know that's where you were going with that.
He's talking about when is it okay to poop?
Yep, that's right.
Gardner Minshew said he doesn't.
Hey, Gardner Minshew never poops, so doesn't matter how long they've dated. How long into a relationship does it need to be before you feel comfortable doing that at someone's house? Feel like it's probably a different answer for everyone.
Did he say at the house or in front of him? What did he say?
Oh.
I think it was implied at the house.
At their house.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Do they have two bathrooms?
They could be at your house as well, but I guess just sort of the acknowledgement of, I'm a human, I poop. How far into a relationship does that acknowledgement?
You don't announce it. Like, I wouldn't announce that I'm going.
Just say you're going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
There comes a point in time, you don't want to, but if you got to do it, you just
go to a bathroom that they don't use.
Well, not everybody's got a palace with multiple bathrooms.
They have to have two bathrooms.
What if they live in an apartment?
Well, you're going to go downstairs or to the pool house.
Really? You're going to leave?
They have things for that. They have you guys
you
never gotta
have
heard
the poopery.
Yeah.
Or you have that in your purse. You're just praying you have it.
I know I'm different. I'm different than
you're
different
than other.
No. I am a pro pooper. Just do it. Who cares? Like, you're a human being who sometimes has bowel movements. Like,
sometimes.
If that's going to be like earth-shattering news to the person that you're dating, then you probably shouldn't date him. But like, oh my God, you poop sometimes? relationship over.
I hear where you're coming from, Andy, but on the second date,
you're making all the noises. I'm not going to go in there and
grunt. That's the question. How many dates? How long?
One date.
But what if there's sounds that come with sometimes?
Hopefully it's
like
not a struggle.
About
hopefully it's not a struggle dump, but like
sounding real cute right
if
now.
If I have to poop and we're on a first date and I'm not going to be like, "Hey, before we go to this dinner, do you mind if I come in your house and drop a big deuce?" Like, I'm not going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. You don't announce it.
Sure. But if I have to do it at their house, I'm going to
How about realistically the first couple of dates? I don't want to be in your house. I don't want you in mine either.
Right.
Fair enough.
How about I meet you here? Maybe I pick you up. We drive here. I drop you off. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
I agree.
Because then, so at some point you're going to enter their house.
Eventually you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first time you enter their house.
I'm not thinking about, let me go take a
poop. But what if you have to? Like, the moment strikes
you. I'm going to the bathroom.
Me too. Same thing.
Get a lot of pasta. Got to come out.
Yeah. Right.
But that's why when you go on somebody's dates, you also have to be strategic.
I don't know why pasta is the thing.
I don't know either.
Yeah, but it's like a lot of cheese. You know,
Taco Bell.
I mean, literally any food you consume eventually.
That's why if you go on a date, there's certain foods that you don't want to be messy. But if you know there may be some activities afterwards, you don't want to run around.
Fair enough. You probably don't want to eat like a double order of lasagna if you're going over to their house afterwards.
Back to the pasta.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, something heavy. Yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
We learned a lot about each other within 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's but again, just let it be known that the person that you're dating and you are both going to have bowel movements pretty much every day of your life.
Okay.
There's a book for kids called Everybody Poops. It's very important. We should normalize
But make sure on the date you don't say the word bowel movements, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Just BMs?
Yeah, I just got to go to the bathroom, you know?
You don't need to pronounce
You don't need to use the word bowel movements, like, on a date, you know?
At what point during a relationship do you become comfortable enough to where the person is in the room and you're going to go?
Wait, no.
That doesn't happen?
You don't do it in the room when they're
there. Oh, yeah, me.
Well, Andy, how long was it for you?
Me either. I'd never do that.
Sure.
Those are like committed.
Marriage.
Yeah, committed relationships.
Just marriage. All right, we got to move on. No more poop talk. Yeah, let's get to Josh and Griffin. Hello, Josh.
Hey, hey, JR, Andy.
Hi.
Wendy, how you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey, away from the poop, back to baseball.
Okay.
I think if the Braves make a move to add a bullpen arm and maybe one strong bat, there's a stretch of games in August where the Mets have to play San Diego, San Francisco, San Diego, San Francisco, and the Braves have a pretty favorable schedule. If we're able to pull out these games with the Mets, do you think that the Braves have a solid chance of winning the division?
Josh was watching the broadcast last night. They were talking about that on the game. I saw that too, Josh. Yeah, man, that's the thing. Like, the Mets aren't good either. Like, the reason the Braves are four games behind them 100 games into the season is because all of the teams in the division are kind of similarly mediocre.
The Mets' offense is terrible.
Yeah.
Probably the worst offense in baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you can get these next two and then you're two games back, the Mets do have that 13-game I believe it's the Dodgers and the Giants, but they've got 13 straight games where they play those two teams, which are very good. And the Braves have a much easier final 60 games of the season than the Mets do. The Mets have one of the most difficult schedules remaining in baseball.
They could win the division, but then what?
Yeah, right. But at least they won the division.
That's nice. I mean, how many years have we won the division and the result hasn't been World Series?
Yeah, no, that's true. You're absolutely right. But just get me to the dance and then we can talk about what happens when we get there. But no, I'm with Josh. The Mets have a tough road for sure. And they're not very good either. It's like the Braves aren't. So go out and add something and give it a shot. That would be what I would do. Wendy?
Which is worse, a person with a cell phone yell in the line or the person with more than 10 items or less in the 10 items line?
A cell phone.
And they're yelling. Mm. They're just on the phone.
Oh, yapping loud, telling everybody their business.
Correct.
Speakerphone in public person is has no home training.
Like,
you need to get some manners. But I do have a problem with people in line.
Oh, yeah.
When it's a 10 item limit
and
they've clearly got like 15 items. That's just, you know, have a little respect for the other people around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to hear people, though.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't want to hear.
But which one's worse?
This happened to me 2 days ago. The 10 items or less.
How many items?
About 15.
That's too many.
And they got death stares. They just got glares because no one's going to say anything.
I'm surprised you didn't say something.
You know I would. You probably would.
You're close of all the people around here. You're the closest.
Hey, how many
one
you got over there? Yeah. What's that? Do you guys know what 10 is? You want me to count with you?
How many items?
And it's like, and then there's sometimes it's like 25 items. All right. Then the cashier's got to look over and be like, hey
man.
This isn't this line.
It's a 10-item line.
Go over here. Go wait in line because I don't want to wait in line because you want to do 2.5 times the max.
And honestly, 10 is probably too many for the 10 line. Like, the 10 line is for people that have 3 items. Just go there. It's quick. If you have 9 items, go to the self-checkout. It's not hard. The only reason you don't go to the self-checkout is if you have alcohol.
Is self-check? No. Well, they will check you out. Isn't there like an attendant there at self-checkout to help you out with
but
alcohol?
But it always takes too long.
Depends.
What are you doing over
but
there?
But on the self-checkout, sometimes you get those people with full cart self-checking out themselves.
Yeah.
They have more more than 15, 20, 30
That's
items.
That's true. That's true.
So sometimes you can't go to the self-checkout with 10 items.
Yeah, and some people are bad at bagging their own groceries.
Oh, it takes forever.
Or they have like they're calling the attendant over every 2 seconds.
That's going to break in the parking lot. You put way too many sharp items in that plastic bag. It's going to rip, and then you're going to have a whole other set of issues on your hands.
Do you go up to people who are like, that's bad?
No, I just silently judge. Silently judge in the line. One more question.
Would you rather stub your toe on the couch leg randomly once every day for the rest of your life, or your favorite sports teams never win a championship as long as you live?
I'll stub my toe. I mean, we've been over the things that I would do for my teams to win championships recently.
Yeah, you've said worse.
That's asking about physical or emotional pain. That's tough.
Which one would you rather?
Physical or emotional pain? I'd go for the physical, too.
I mean, It's the least I can't actually help the team win a championship, you know? But if that would somehow help cosmically, I'll stub my toe.
Doesn't a stub toe, does it feel, that's been a long time. Does it feel better, like, later in the day, a couple of hours?
What's the worst toe to stub?
The one in the middle, or the pinky?
The pinky toe, I
probably
think.
Pinky.
It's always hard. Yeah, it really hurts.
It's bad all the way
they're
around.
They're all
very
every bad. Toe. Yeah, we're on the same page. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show. We start with Wendy Adams.
My takeaway of the day, Andy, always been an Ascot guy.
I have. My whole life. Still am. JR?
You're a pro pooper.
I am. I also am that. God, I say some dumb stuff on the show. Yes. My takeaway of the day is that JR performs genuine at karaoke sometimes. I would like to hear that.
There's probably a leaked video of that somewhere.
There's got
JR.
Oh, unlikely.
Oh, okay. We hope Andy's streak of not dropping baby Lily continues despite her newfound violence.
Me too.
And big thighs equal production.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Watch out now!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.